Opponents of the proposed AT&T merger with T-Mobile are hoping for a big turnout this afternoon as the California Public Utilities Commission holds a public hearing on the idea. Amalia Deloney with the Center for Media Justice explains the concerns that her group has.
It's AT&T trying to take over T-Mobile, and that's part of the problem. You know, we, just meaning average people who use our cell phones and rely on either AT&T or were previously with T-Mobile, we can't afford this merger. You know, we cannot afford the price differential of our cell phone bills going up $15 to $50 a month. We can't afford less choice in the market. We can't afford the higher prices. And we can't afford less competition. I mean, we need to stop the merger.
In fact, the Senate's top antitrust authority, Democrat Herb Kohl of Wisconsin, has expressed some strong reservations and is urging rejection of the deal. Deloney says she and her people are worried about the impact on people of color.
We know who it's going to disproportionately impact. About 47% of T-Mobile's customers right now are people of color, and that's also true in their workforce. They have a large and very diverse workforce, and we know that on average with this merger, about 40,000 T-Mobile workers could lose their jobs. And then we know the rest of the folks who are on T-Mobile, who are barely scraping by because it's tough economic times, are going to be paying $15 to $50 a month more to keep their wireless phone.
Deloney says today's hearing is just one step in the process.
They had one hearing in the Bay Area about a week ago. They have the one happening in Culver City today that we hope people turn out for. And then they have two more planned and possibly more, but at least one more in San Diego and one more in Fresno. So they need to get through that entire process and then compile the results of what they've heard, both from the industry who shows up in large number, and then also the average person from resident consumer from California that we're hoping to turn out.
The hearing is at 4 this afternoon. It will be held at the Four Points Sheraton in Culver City.